While this would make the Russian people feel the pain of Putin's war at home, and perhaps they would force Putin to stop invading his neighbors, Chechnya, Georgia, Ukraine, the West still believes the innocent Russian public should not be punished for the actions of one madman running their country and his desperate grip on power. Therefore, the West has only been sending Ukraine to date what it desperately needs to remain alive within its own borders. Ukraine's dire situation has steadily worsened throughout the end of 2023, leading into 2024. As such, their allies have gradually provided them with superior equipment. However, tragically for Ukraine, the progression has been too slow. Of course, Konowal Sybil insists that the military upgrade to Ukraine was only phased in slowly to vex his dear friend Putin and coerce him into threatening, yes, you've guessed it, nuclear war again. So according to Konowal Sybil, Putin is a saint, a victim, misunderstood, of Western aggression, not an ex-Cold War KGB agent, twisted by years of espionage and USSR propaganda, not a dictator, not an invader of innocent countries, not a heartless killer of innocent people. Bless him. Poor thing. From where does this originate? This thought process of Konowal Sybil, that Putin can commit any atrocity to innocent people, and it is completely tolerable for him to simply keep what he stole while murdering thousands. So if Putin decided to invade India next and kill thousands of people in the process, Konowal Sybil would allow him to retain all the land he stole and assert that everything was perfectly fine. Yes?